podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Introduce yourself to the people.
Tunde Ajayi, Baba Tunde Ajayi, if you want to be political, because that's my full name. Baba Tunde Ajayi, manager and trainer of Anthony Yard and Joel Kudua.
Richmond Asante, aka Different Animal. Close friend of this guy from way back. Still want a box, but my man is explaining something different to me, which I don't necessarily feel.
Well, the conversation is this, and we had to come up with it because, let's not say the correct age, but let's just say he's in his 40s.
Right, yeah? Go on.
So, we are now going to talk about why you feel you've come to me. All right, explain what you've come to me for.
Well, so I've been training all the time, and I've always been really and passionate about boxing. I'm still going to come back and fight. It's been a long while. And I've spoke to Tim, he's like, well, I'm back. I've been training all the time. I want to get back into it. And he's like, no, age.
Bruv, you can't fight. Like, this is where the rule is now. I'm saying you can't fight, Rich.
Why can't you fight?
Because you're old, fam. Sorry, not fam.
I don't believe you.
I'm saying, look, me and you in 2000, it might have been 2001, we fought on the same card.
Yeah.
Rich. We are now, our journeys have continued. I would never say end because you're saying
it never ends for me.
It's never ended.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, I, Baba Tunde Ajayi, cannot stand in the corner of you. Why? Because I love you. I'm not going to be part of seeing you damage yourself because you will get hurt.
Right. So, I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
And this, like I said, this is what people are going for different things. Some love football, some love basketball, mine is boxing. This is my life. This is what I can't stop training every day. I do it every day. This is my passion. So if I'm alive, as long as I'm alive, I want to do this. Even if it means it's going to lead me to death. This is my sport.
No, but I don't want you. But this is what I'm trying to say. I don't want to be a part of that death.
But you're not
part. Sorry, I'm
spitting.
I cannot, me, Tunde Ajayi, I cannot look you in the face as a brother and say, yes, Richmond, boom, let's get you medicaled, let's go. Cool, what are you doing it for? Are you doing it to become a champion?
Yes.
How? How, brother? But this is what I'm saying.
Hold on. The part will
open as it comes up. Brothers ain't going to be real to you. They're not going to be, listen, you can find, I'm not calling on them, but there's guys that probably will say, yeah, Richmond, you still look good, bro, I still look good. Mm-hmm. I still can, in my own mind, in my own space, I can beat up brothers. I can beat these young fighters. Mm-hmm. But I know when you age, you age from teens, then you go 20s, then you go 30s.
Yeah.
Even in 30s, in professional boxing, people are talking about retiring. Now, you've gone from 30s into 40s. Mm-hmm. Bear in mind, people can always say, all right, what about Hopkins? Floyd, at his age, is still, and you're older than Floyd, even though I haven't revealed your...
It depends again on diet, it depends about the way you look after yourself, the way you condition yourself. All of those factors are taken into the processing. I've taken all those factors into processing. I'm aware that the newer generation might be quicker, faster, and so on and so forth, but I watch the way I live. So for me, though what you're saying is true, I don't think it necessarily applies to me. I'm of the firm belief in that sense.
Why do you think there's no world champions 45 and above?
Because they believe what you're now portraying to me. They just accept that concept that age is a factor. Yes, age is a factor, but so is experience, so is skill, so is development, so is understanding and diet. All of those factors are there, but it's for you as a fighter to try and construct a balance that suits and conditions you to move forward.
Yeah, although you sound good, although what you're saying sounds good, you mentioned two words, skills and development.
Yeah.
You have been inactive for many years.
When you say
inactive. Professional boxing we're talking about. Listen to what I'm saying. I was listening to your words.
Yeah,
you used two key words, skill and development. Mm-hmm. You haven't been active in terms of developing your skills. Because you haven't been training.
Where's
your trainer?
I've got, just because I don't have a trainer.
This ain't Rocky. You don't just train yourself.
Yeah.
You know,
that part comes with it. I'm still keeping myself in shape and still honing my skills. But the second part, which you said, a trainer, that is where the congestion, this is what I approach you about.
But this is what I'm trying to say. Listen,
you need to see and
I
have
cannot,
a look.
Listen.
That's what
you
I'm
know,
to, yeah,
as
that's
a teacher,
what you're about to say.
You know, as a teacher, even just on a basic level, it can take years to develop somebody.
Hold on to this word that he just said.
Wait.
He does not want to be part of me leading to death. I want to come
back to that.
So continue.
No, we said that. It takes years to develop someone.
Yeah.
So now you're saying to me is that in the year 2000 or 1 or 2001, that's when he was active. That's when me and you was at Maloney's gym training.
I wasn't ready there.
Maloney, say again?
I didn't class myself as fully ready as I am now.
So, but you say you have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Any person watching boxing will become knowledgeable.
Mm-hmm.
That don't mean, as an over 40-year-old, mm-hmm. you are now going to go in and compete with younger, fresher, more active individuals. And let me tell you something. There was a fight the other day, well, I think it was a 54-year-old man. Fantastic condition. You can tell, like yourself, he had always kept himself in top condition.
Yeah.
He went out and got banged out in the first round. Thankfully, I hope that he wasn't injured too much. But the point is that he should never have been given a license. Why? Because in his own mind, he was saying what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, I'm fit, I'm active, I'm ready, I'm conditioned. There's no wear and tear. But this is fighting. This is
training. What you're saying is right. When before got to that point where he got to the ring, he would have trained with somebody, he would have done sparring. Did they not look at that stage and say, is he capable? Surely they must have. There must have been something he's proved in the ring, training wise, but
yes.
Everything, yeah, he's okay to get in there.
But that's my point.
But that's my point.
You can look good in training. You can look like you're Sugar Ray Leonard, you know. But when there's no head guard,
mm-hmm.
when those gloves turn from 14 or 16 ounces to 8 ounce gloves,
mm-hmm.
yeah, what weight are you hoping to campaign at?
Lightweight, that's what I'm touching at the moment.
Lightweight.
So potentially touch super favor.
So basically, you're talking about fighting. You remember, you said you're ambitious. You're not just coming in for
course,
the money. So potentially, you're talking about fighting Shakur Stevenson. Potentially, you're fighting. Wait.
Potentially, you're thinking about fighting
Tank Davis.
I'm ambitious. Yeah.
And not only am I ambitious as a trainer, I'm also your brother.
Yeah.
I'm your brother. Me and you are same age.
Yeah.
So I'm like. Me, the person with the biggest ego on the planet. Wait. The person who has kept active, the person who has continually developed his skills,
mm-hmm.
is saying that he can't fight. Bro, at the yard, we just go like this to me, and my whole resistance will go Richmond.
But I know Anthony's skill, so what I'm saying is,
the resistance or the lack of comes with age. You can't be no 40 odd man. I still haven't said your real age. You can't listen. Only a man that doesn't want the best for you is going to say to you, get your license and fight.
So you're saying, this is coming back to the same thing you said, oh, you're going to be part of a man leading himself to death and so on. But we're already dying from day one when we're born. We're leading to death. Whether someone is part of it or not, the process is happening. We are all part of each other's death in our journey, by interaction or not. Whether you actually in a corner with me or not, I'm still going towards death. That's one thing that's certain.
So basically,
if I'm going to go towards death, I'm going to go towards death doing what I love and what I'm passionate about. And this is my sport.
Okay.
So if I'm going to go early, I'm going to go later.
So basically, what you're saying is that I'm going to go into a ring.
Mm-hmm.
I don't business if I die.
No, I'm not thinking that, but I'm saying the process of death is part of it.
But listen,
life is living in doing what you want and to the best of your ability and with the most passion. This is my passion.
And I totally agree.
Some people like boxing, some people like football, some people like tennis, whatever. This is my passion. This is my heart. And that is all there is to it.
So I'm telling you, I have the same passion and ability.
Yeah.
And the same evenness and willingness to achieve great things in the sport of boxing. But I can walk outside Ilford High Street and get lit down. Of course I know.
Yeah.
That is the road eventually every man, or that is the goal that eventually everyone is going to visit.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying to you, as a professional coach, one, as a manager, one, my advice to you as a brother, I can't tell you what to do because you're a big man
and I appreciate
you've got two children, and I'm saying to myself, why would I tell my brother? You see, some of my skip around the loop, go around the corner, but I'm telling you straight, Richmond, you should, the thought should not even be entertaining your mind because.
Why?
One, your age.
No.
You got to be real. I'm telling you.
Believe
listen,
that. I don't believe
you,
it. I hear what you're saying.
The reason I'm saying age, could Linford Christie run now in his 60s or whatever he is now, the same as he ran in his 20s? Can Lennox Lewis, let's say Joe Calzaghe, undefeated fighter.
Yeah.
Can Joe Calzaghe in his 40s fight the way he did in his 20s.
It's probably good.
No,
that's a lie. No, why?
That's a lie.
You're setting the condition of what society says.
Listen, no, but you're
not accepting what society tells
me. Let me show you how your chance.
If Joe Calzaghe had conditioned himself as he used to and continued everything that he used to be
doing
and believed in that same mentality that he says he used to train, he could continue. It's a state of mind. Everything for me is a state of mind. You have accept that this is it. Your society tells you have to go downhill at this point and then keep going downhill, or you believe differently.
Okay,
if we're looking biblical time, humans apparently could live after 3,000 years, as you know, 200 years, Moses, all these people.
You try and live 3,000 years,
but this was
you try and live
300
years. No, hold on, this is what I'm saying. There's got to be a bit of common sense here.
I do appreciate that.
There's got to be common sense. We know about the power of the mind, we know about keeping your head strong, we know about blocking things which you feel are negative on the outside and strengthening your mind on the inside.
Yeah.
But what you cannot get away from is the reality and the fact. Reality is something like gravity. Right. I can have a strong mind. Let me try and jump off of that Ilford High Street building there and see that if my strong mind can stop me from dropping thousands of feet and smashing and dying.
Yeah, maybe.
So you can't tell me about the moralistic standpoint of things, the strength of the mind on certain things. What I'm telling you, as a trainer, and I keep on referring to this thing as a brother. As your brother,
I appreciate that.
Me, I'm telling you, I don't want to see you talking in 3 or 4 years' time like, ooh, you used to do. You see the way you talk now?
Yep.
Remember, boxing. You see the way you talk now?
Yep.
You want to get down on your knees and thank God Almighty that you was a professional fighter and you have still been able to keep your faculties. You are still able to talk to your children with clarity, because this sport is very unforgiving.
I know this.
It's a sport. And remember, I'm a trainer, I'm manager, I'm active.
This. I know this.
And that's why I told my guys, you do this thing properly. You are now talking about a spell of inactivity where you haven't been boxing, but you've been training. You say you've been eating well.
Talk about reality.
Yes.
Then reality means testing it. Actually.
No. This is not testing.
This is the training first.
Train first.
Yes. Before we talk to the next step.
Yes.
I know what my vision is. So let's do the training part and then see where it goes.
That's no.
Part. You're training all the time. I'm training all the time anyway.
You know what?
What difference does it make?
What did he say to me? He said, T, come on, I want to get back in the world. I want to fight.
I do, but you've already come up with obstacles.
No.
Yeah.
I can't stop your vision.
No.
No, wait, okay, wait, 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 wait. I can't stop your vision. Only you can put obstacles in the way. The obstacles, you are saying that in me. I'm not an obstacle. I'm telling you as a brother,
right.
You can't do this.
Okay.
Now, that's the that's the realness of this whole thing.
I appreciate
it. Whether you think I'm blocking your vision or blocking your way through, that's the realness, bro.
Right.
Like, you're my blood. I'm not gonna, bro. I see this game week in, week out.
Yeah.
I know how dangerous the sport of professional boxing is.
I know this too.
I know how difficult it is to be in that 1% of people that actually finish their career financially free. So I'm like, hold on. So Richmond at this old age now, sorry, we still ain't said your age yet. But the Richmond, I'm saying the Richmond at this old age now is thinking of going back into that square circle.
Because I don't fall in that mentality.
Yeah, but this is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. Me as your brother, me, I can't do that. Because you know what? Let me tell you.
Don't do
that. Wait, Rich. Let me train.
Don't
so
do
if
that.
You
train. All right,
cool.
That's all.
So if you train with me,
yeah.
I'm part of this kamikaze thing that you're on. No.
You don't have to be in the corner.
You don't
have to be in the corner. You just got to be the part of my training team.
No.
Or I'll be part of
you know what? All right. If you go to rob that shop next door,
right,
and I say I'm with Richmond, when we get arrested, do you think they're gonna say, oh,
wait.
When we get, they used to call it, no.
Enterprise, joint enterprise.
Yeah, so, cause I'm with you, I'm guilty as you.
But you're not with me. So, you're training with me.
What is that? Is that not training? You're training.
You're training the same way you train other people. I'm training with you.
No.
But if it comes to the other side where you said, oh, I don't need part of the boxing and the fighting, I get that.
No.
But to train, but to develop.
The people you know. You saw me training two young people this morning.
Yeah.
One is 12. One is, I think Romo is 10 now. No, he's 8.
Mm-hmm.
I've been training Samantha since she was 6.
Mm-hmm.
I've been training Romeo since something like he was 2. I don't know, the maths might not equate them, but these are young people, but they're not professional fighters.
Mm-hmm.
If Samantha and Romeo decided that they got to a certain age where they want to turn professional, I would look and I will say to them, and God is my witness, people have seen me, like I've taught people, come to me. And not, you know how weird this is, another guy your age came in last week. And he said to me, Tunde, I know, everyone knows you're a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Please, I was used when I was a boxer. I want now to come again. I said, fam, you can't fight. Like, this is my real. But I just tell, man, you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying that.
Be real.
We don't want to keep this conversation going on too mm-hmm. long because I respect you. I respect your opinion. I respect, but I'm being so real in this thing here.
Yeah.
I would never, Jared, I would never in my life, be involved of what I call a death sentence on my brother. You know, that as strong, as strong as that may sound, the intention of professional boxing is to render your opponent unconscious.
Yeah.
Your intention is to make sure yourself as a fighter is in the best physical and mental condition.
Mm-hmm.
So the question you have to ask yourself is, am I Richmond Ashanti doing this because I really deep down in my heart believe that I can beat Tank Davis, or I can beat Shakur Stevenson, or I can beat Teofimo Lopez, or I can beat Jack Carroll, or I can beat O'Hara Davis.
Because mm-hmm.
these are, you know, O'Hara.
Or
am I doing it because the train has left the station and I think that I missed that train? The things I was supposed to do when I was younger, I didn't do. But now I feel I can catch that train up.
No.
I can jump on that train. Listen, this is how I'm saying my part.
Yeah.
I can jump on that train. If that is what it is, believe me, I have the same thoughts.
Okay.
Wait. Believe me, I have the same thoughts. Believe me, I think there are certain, maybe, no, because I never cheated.
Well, boxing. I don't think that
I never cheated
that.
Boxing. I don't. But that's what,
that.
These are the questions.
Yeah.
Now, you have to come with your closing arguments.
I don't think the trainer's left for me. I think this is the training for me beginning. This is my time to start.
At what age? You know what you're saying? You know what you're saying in Africa. At what age?
I don't believe that. I don't believe the age.
It's not, this is not belief. It's facts.
Well, then let me show it.
No.
Because you're talking instead of actually seeing. Let's put it to
the test. And this is why this is a fantastic discussion which the people need to see and hear, because this is, for me, a moralistic decision.
I get it.
Wait. It's a moralistic decision, and it's a brotherly decision. It's a family decision.
Yes.
I, as your family member, yeah, whether your surname is different from mine,
yeah,
you look the same as me. Yeah, we come from the same place. We grew up together. We were actually professionals at the same time. I now have gone and have been a trainer of a you know, world class trainer. From my perspective, I look at you and say, why would I even fool my brother and tell him that he can do it?
I'm fully aware of what you say, and I fully grasp it. I'm not doubting it.
Yes.
But I have my own convictions and belief. I have what I know in my mind and what I know I'm capable of.
And I respect
I hear all what you're saying. Instead of talking about it, let's do it and
no.
Let's see where it goes.
I'm not going to
lose. What are you going to lose?
No,
you,
no,
hold on.
What am I going to lose? I can't do that because I know. You know why? Because now I know your intentions. You have told me your intentions.
Yeah, but you don't have to be part of that session.
I'm part of it.
How? You're just training with me.
No.
The rest of it, where I go with that, is for me to find my own path.
If
but
you,
I'm going to train.
Listen,
with
let me tell you how deep it is. Yeah.
Go on.
Whether you are successful or you're not successful, I'm part of it. We have locked horns. We are there's a young man, Adam Azimi, I've trained him for 6 years. I've even got the tape where you were sparring with Adam Azimi.
And he called me.
Yeah, Adam was even But what I'm trying to say is he has even amateur trainers claiming a part of Adam's journey and success to that part. Just like
because
Sky,
been part of in a way.
Just like Sky invited me in because we have the video of him doing pads when he was a young age. I'm part of it.
Mm-hmm.
So me now, if I train you, I'm part of whatever your future holds. Now, far be it for me to tell a man he can't do nothing, but I would never hold back what I think. This is probably what's held me back in the sport of boxing because not many people are talking like this. But I'm like, fam, bro, I've left the road, but the road has not left me. I'm still in the road. So, being from that environment, I'm like, am I just going to listen to my guy saying that he wants to turn back for him?
You've advised me to.
Okay, so that's what this is.
Also, you've advised me. If somebody was to come to me who I care dearly about and told me this is what they want to do, and I impart the knowledge and advice you've done with me, and they still want that, I can only help them. I'm not going to turn them away and say, listen, because of my stance, I'm not going to help you. If I truly care about the person, I will help them as far as I can.
No, not in boxing.
Mm-mm. Well, that's
you know why?
Whether in boxing or whatever, I will help you.
You cannot say anything because boxing is unlike any sport. Hence why we have petitions today that boxers should be paid more. Boxers should be given better treatment because the ramifications of the sport after their careers. You see it. You see people not being able to eat properly, have to eat through a straw. Now that is not negative. You cannot say that's obviously no fighter is going into a ring thinking like that. But we cannot turn a blind eye to the effects.
I know
the consequences of a good professional career, there's a certain presenter I was speaking to the other day. He now was starting to have headaches and stuff, and I'm like, bro. So now Richmond is saying to me,
what difference it make? We are still all heading towards that same goal. That's the choice.
It's
a choice of knowing. And realizing the fact, whatever happens, I'm going through that door. We all can go through that door. Whether you want to go fast or slow, it's entirely up to you. Whatever happens, whether I try and live a modest life and try and keep myself safe, in the end, I'm going to go through that door. I'm going to go through it, go it on my terms, the terms of what I love, what I'm passionate about.
Yes, nobody was actually saying that you can't make that soul. What I'm saying is, Babatunde Oluwaseun Ajayi can never be involved in that because you are my brother.
Let me train as your brother. That's what I'm saying. Let me train as brother. Train as brother. Not to be part of
I will never train.
I'm training
you. Know why?
You.
That prayer is returned to sender. Because I can't, Rich.
I don't want you to come along with you. That's the difference.
I'm here training anyway. Exactly.
So you're training with me.
If that's what you're saying about training with me, I will go with that.
What I'm saying is, okay, fighting is sparring. You got, because we can do sparring.
Because I know you. One punch in boxing can be fatal.
I know this. Everybody knows that. Anyone who's logical that does combat, we know that. One kick, one punch, anything. Even without a kick or punch, you can still injure yourself.
Have you thought about, we're all heading, I mean, I don't want to go on now. I had 10 minutes.
Can we almost 25 minutes?
25 minutes.
It's a good conversation.
I can only speak for the people that I'm around.
Mm.
They're always talking about helping and thinking about their family first. Yeah. I'm thinking to myself, although you have this outlook on life is that we're all going to the same destination.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how I want to go. Some of the greatest people have always planned how they want to go or how they want life to go, and it never goes that way. I'm saying that I'm just going to keep it real. You hear boxers committing suicide. You hear boxers committing suicide. But they're still going through that door. But that's because things never went the way they wanted them to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of it's a mad way of looking at it. In the sense that we wake up every day. We know eventually we're going to get to a particular point.
Mm-hmm.
But why would I kind of like run to that point? Like if I know that I wouldn't run into fire. Me to the die. I'm not running into fire because I know the fire's there. So I'm saying that you want to become a professional boxer again at your age is running into fire because this is headshot. No. We ain't. That's your choice.
Yeah,
that's your choice.
No, that's circumstances. Whatever happens, you're gonna go into that fire.
But it's your choice. What direction you want to go? You are making a choice. I'm saying that. As I said, you can walk out onto the road and get hit by a bus.
Or anything, yeah.
You didn't plan to do that. That happened. But when you're going into an intentional sport, there ain't much reasoning. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like this can happen. So what I'm saying is, at your age, and you keep on saying age don't matter. I'm saying that if age didn't matter, you would have boxers in their 40s and 50s being current world champion. You would have martial artists. Wait. You have martial artists in their 40s and 50s being world champions. And the facts are, Richmond, it's never happened. That does not mean to say that it can never happen.
That's those people that you've mentioned, not going beyond, are people that have accepted that concept and reality that they want to be content with life in that way. I don't want life in that way. If I want to live the life of just going through until I get through that door, that's fine. A slow and journey to that door. I don't want that journey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not content with that life. I want this life where I am pushing through whatever is going to happen, living it for me, living my life. And then once I've lived it, if it means to go through the door early, then I go through the door early. If I don't, then I don't. Bruce Lee says it, Frank Sinatra said it, do it my way. I'm doing it my way.
Okay.
So if that means I'm going through the door early, then so be it.
Yes.
And but some of the greatest people that have come into the world and shined and blasted and then gone quick, they've left a legacy. Bruce Lee, James Dean, Elvis, all these people.
So your legacy.
They lived their life the way they wanted, about what they were passionate about.
Yes.
Yes, they burnt out early, but it doesn't matter.
I want you to live the way, but can I just say something?
Mm-hmm.
All of those aforementioned names were always active in their careers, and they finished the way they finished.
But everyone's journey is different.
You wouldn't have just mentioned those names. So I'm saying that they're just different names, fulfilling what you're saying or playing out what you're saying. I'm saying the key thing there was activity. I'm saying to you, your lack of activity, and the young man has got to go now, so we're going to wrap up this thing up. Your lack of activity forces me to make the decision and tell you as a brother, this thing is not a joke.
And I know this is fighting.
And so we can go on forever. You've made a fantastic point. I had to capture this on camera I'll let you have the last day. We had to capture this on camera because I think it's a fantastic conversation because I see where you're coming from. And it's the same passion what you're
exhibited
is the same passion I've had for achievement in boxing as a trainer. As a fighter, I just feel it's totally different. End, sir.
Right, okay, so yeah, everything, those people I mentioned, as you said, they've been active, I've been inactive, as you put it. But everything happens for a reason, and everybody's time comes in a certain time.
Yes.
This is my preparation to this journey. I'm here and I'm ready to move. But you're saying, oh,
I said, I'm not doubting it. I'm not.
But I'm still going to do it.
Okay, and that's so, what I said. There was never that discussion. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, me, Tunde Ajayi. I said that at the beginning, and I'm saying it now.
I'm still training.
I can't, because you're my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, as your brother, this has been a one-off.
This has been a fantastic conversation.
I had to get on camera.
We're still training together.
Ladies and gentlemen, dream it. Believe it.
All right, time out.
Sports Social Podcast Network.